Today we're going to be learning Lesson 23 in the Book of Rus, Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, Psukim Gimel Tehei, 3 to 5. Now that Tov has sat down, Boaz is going to tell him what this meeting is all about. Vayomer Lagoel, and he says to the relative, Boaz says to Tov, he says the following first piece of information. He gives this to him piecemeal. Chelkas hasada, the portion of the field, asher le'achinu le'elimelech, which belonged to our brother Elimelech, mochra Naomi. Naomi is selling it. Naomi is selling it, hashava, who has returned, miste Moav, from the field of Moav. Now there's a number of issues in this pasuk. First of all, Boaz is referring to Elimelech as his brother, and that is not true. Elimelech is his uncle. So the answer to that is we already learned earlier in the Torah that it's not unusual to call a relative a brother, just like it said by Avram and Lot. When Avram heard that Lot was captured, they said that he heard his brother was captured when it was his nephew. When Avram said about Lot that we are brothers, but they're not. So to say a brother is a relative, that's okay. The next issue, the word machra means she sold. It would appear that the simple reading would say that Naomi sold the land. But she didn't sell the land. She could not have sold the land already. Because we'll see in Pasuk Hey, he says, on the day that you will buy it. So you can't buy it if it's already been sold. Number two, if she did sell the land, the law would be, in terms of redemption, as we'll talk about shortly, you'd have to wait 2 years before you could redeem the land. So therefore, the word machra has to mean she's thinking about selling. And since she's thinking about selling, the word of the Navi can be she sold already. Because when you're thinking of selling, it's as good as sold. So Boaz is informing Tov that Naomi is seriously considering to sell the land. And in the next pasuk, he's going to give him the first right to buy it. In pasuk Dalet, he continues, says, "Va'ani amarti," and I said to myself, I said when I heard about this, "Egla oznecha," I will reveal to your ears. In other words, I will let you know. Lamor saying the following, that you can do the following: kinei, purchase; neged, in the presence of Hayoshvim, these people who are sitting here, Veneged, in the presence of Zikne Ami, the elders of my nation. And if you want to purchase it, Im Tigal, if you wish to redeem the land, Geol, redeem the land, Vim Lo Yigal, and if you do not want to redeem the land, Hagid Oli, let me know, tell me, Ve'edo, and I will know, Ki Ein Zula Secha, because there is none besides you, Ligol, to redeem. Vanochi acharech, and I'm the first one after you in terms of being a relative. What's happening over here is as follows, and why is Boaz so insistent of this land being redeemed? The law is that when a poor person is forced to sell a piece of land, it's a mitzvah for the relatives to buy the land from him for a number of reasons, but the simplest reason is if the person sells the land to a person outside of the tribe, for example, then that land will be lost to the tribe. As well, if a relative buys it, there's always the chance that he'll sell it back when the poor relative has the money to purchase it back. So therefore, since Naomi is selling the land, and this land is in Shevet Yehuda, so he's saying there's an opportunity for you to buy it first, and that's called the redeemer of the land. You're redeeming the land. So I'm giving the great opportunity to the mitzvah of redeeming the land. And since you're a closer relative, I'm giving you the opportunity to redeem the land first. And if you won't, and if you're not going to, then I'll be the one after you. That's what he's saying. Kiein zulas l'ligol. There's no one else to redeem it. You're the closest one. Vanochir, and I'm after you. So he's kind of hinting and saying, if you're not going to redeem it, I'm going to redeem it. So this is the first thing that he offers. And Vayomer and Tov says, Anochi Agol, I will redeem the land. Fine, I'll pay for the land. Now, obviously, this is not what Boaz's main intention is. The main intention is coming up. Why is Boaz beating around the bush first and offering other things? Because he's hoping that maybe Tov will not buy it, and then he won't have to shame Tov out of not wanting to do what he really has to do, which is in the next pasuk. Now Boaz throws in the next part. Pasuk hey, Vayomer Boaz, and Boaz says, okay, but Biyom Kinoscha Hasara, on the day that you buy the field. Now he's saying Hasara now, not Chelkas Hasara. He's saying beginning of Pasuk Gimel, a portion of the land. He's saying on the day you're going to buy the whole land, Miyad Nomi, from the hand of Nomi, but you're going to also, you will also have to Umeyes, and from Rus Amoavia, and from Rus the Moabite, you must purchase the land from her as well. Asher, which Hames Kanisa, which you are buying it from the dead person. I'm sorry, Ashes Hames Kanisa. I'm sorry, Ashes Hames, the wife of the dead person. You will have bought it. Why will you have to do that? Lo Hakim Shema Hames, to preserve the name of the dead person on Nachalaso, on his heritage, or for his inherited property. What's Boaz throwing in now? Boaz is throwing in, well, you know, there's a second field that has to be bought. If you want, that field was divided up in a few pieces. And Elimelech's piece is divided up when he died. Naomi got that part. And then when Mahlon died, Ruth is entitled to her part of the field. It was part of the marriage contract. So he's saying, listen, you're buying the first thing, but you have to buy the second field. And the second field is purchased in a different way. The field from Naomi, the text says, "Biyom kenos asada miyad Naomi," from the hand of Naomi. From the hand means from hand to hand, a regular type of a kinyan, a mode of acquisition, which can be by giving cash or whatever, which is a typical mode of acquisition. From Naomi, you can do that with a simple mode of acquisition. But by Rus, it doesn't say from the hand of Rus. It says you will purchase it from Rus, who is the wife of the deceased person. You will acquire it, but not by hand. But you will acquire by Lohakim, to preserve the name of the dead person. He is saying, in not so many words, you have to do the mitzvah of Yibum with Rus. The condition in Rus's sale here is that if you want to buy the land, you have to buy her with it too. Meaning to say, you have to do the mitzvah of Yibum. So this is what the progression of what Boaz did. First, he said, you have a mitzvah to redeem the land that belongs to Naomi. To this, Tov says, okay. Then he says, there's a mitzvah to redeem the land to Rus. And for that, he might have been okay with that too. But he's saying, but the condition to redeem the land is that you have to do Yibum. You must marry Rus. And that way you will, Hakim, you will preserve the name of the dead person on his property, on his inheritance, because that you will have a child with Rus. And that child will be known as the son of the deceased person. And that will do the mitzvah of Yibum as well. And that's the condition of how Rus is going to sell the land to you. Now he's setting it up in a way where he's expecting to get a no on that last part. So this is how Boaz is setting things up and is saying, to purchase this land, you've got to purchase everything to have the entire field. And you must take Rus as well. Now, let's take a look at the questions. Question one, why is it a mitzvah for a relative to be the one to purchase land from a destitute relative who is selling his property? The first reason is so the land will not go out of the tribal portion. And number two, it's most likely that if the relative buys it, then the poor relative, when he gets money, will be able to buy it back much easier. Number two, what does the word mochra mean in Pasuk 3 and why? Mochra, instead of usually meaning sold in the past, it means she's planning on selling. And we said two reasons. Number one, because in Pasuk K, you see, he says on the day that you will buy it. So if the land was sold already, it's not possible for Tov to buy it in the future. And number two, if the land was indeed sold, the law regarding redeeming the land, if a relative wants to redeem land that's already been sold, cannot be redeemed for 2 years, and this would not be able to happen now. Number three, why does Boaz call Elimelech Achinu when Boaz is actually his nephew? The answer is that the word Achinu in biblical parlance can mean relative and not necessarily a brother, as we see by Avram and Lot. Number four, what is the first piece of information Boaz tells Tov and why? He tells Boaz that Naomi is planning on selling her land, and you have the first right of redeeming that land. The reason he tells her this, him this first, because he wants to give him a chance to get out of this part already, so not to shame Tov that when he will refuse Rus. Five, what opportunity is Boaz giving Tov? He's giving Tov the opportunity to purchase the field from Naomi. Six, what will Boaz do if Tov does not buy the piece of land from Naomi? He said, I will buy the land from her. Seven, what is Tov's response to Boaz's first offer? Tov says he will purchase the land from Naomi. Eight, what second thing does Boaz inform Tov of? He informs Tov that Ruth wants to sell her land as well, and you have to buy her land as well. Nine, how would Tov be required to acquire the piece of land from Naomi? From Naomi, he could make any mode of kinyan, any proper halachic mode of acquisition. 10. How would Tov be required to acquire the piece of land from Rus? And why? He'd have to acquire the land through the mitzvah of Yibum. Why? Because that's the condition that Rus imposed on the selling of her land. 11. How does the text support these two answers? The text supports it because when he mentions about buying it from Naomi, he says you'll buy it miyad, from the hand of Naomi, which is clearly a regular mode of acquisition. When it's talking to buy it from Ruth, it just says to preserve the dead person, her husband, of his inheritance. And the only way you could preserve that is if you would marry Ruth through the mitzvah of Yibum and thereby have children from her, and therefore those children would keep the inheritance, as it were, the heritage of the parent for that. Okay, please review now lessons 19, 20, 21, 22, and today's lesson. Have a good day. Bye-bye.